The marmakomos for this brief shiur were put together by Rabbi Josh Flug from Boca. He had a very nice set of marmakomos on the issue of reciting Shalom Aleichem on Friday night. Several issues. You'll notice some people say repeat each paragraph three times. Some people skip certain paragraphs, like Baruchuni l'shalom, Tzeischan l'shalom. Some people will say it only one time each paragraph. So where does this minhag come from, and why do we have so many variations of the minhag? And we'll discuss all of those issues right now. So the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Beis does not tell us to say Shalom Aleichem, but it does give us a little bit of background in terms of our relationship with Malachim on Friday night. The Gemara tells us that when a person comes home from shul on Friday night, Shnei Malachi Asharis Malavin Lola Adam Verev Shabbos Min Beis HaKnesses LeBeisa, there are two Malachi Asharis that accompany him from shul to his house. Echad Tov Ve'Echad Ra. One's a good angel and one's a bad angel. And when he comes to the house and they find Ner Daluk for Shulchan Aruch and Mitas Mutzas, they find that everything is ready for Shabbos. So the Malach Tov gives a bracha that Yehi Ratzon Shetei LeShabbos Acheres Kach, that it should be this way next Shabbos as well, and the Malach Ra is forced to answer Amen to that bracha. And if they find that nothing is ready, so then the Malach Ra says, next Shabbos it should be just as bad, and the Malach Tov is forced to answer Amen to that bracha. So at least from there you see this idea that there are Malachim around on Erev Shabbos when you come home from Shul. So this idea of saying Shalom Aleichem Malachi Ashareis, right, of greeting the Malachim, apparently has something to do with the fact that there is this Masorah that we have Malachim around when it comes to Friday night. There is a version of welcoming the Malachim in the Sefer Minag Tov. I don't know who wrote the Sefer Minag Tov. Rabbi Flug says it was authored in the 13th century, but it's a totally different version. He has a version of saying that the minag is to say, Malachi Rachdimim v'shalom bo'achem l'shalom bo'achem l'shalom aleichem shalom l'kulchem shalom. A little bit of a, but that's where you see it starts already in the 13th century. We started to make the transition from just seeing sources about Malachim being there to actually saying some sort of passage about greeting the Malachim. Now there is a major machlokes Rambam Ramban in general about what Malachim means. Whenever we say that there are Malachim that are accompanying you, so the Rambam says it just means that good Malachim means you have good feelings and bad Malachim means you have bad feelings. That good Malachim just means that a person has Yetzer Tov and bad Malachim, you know, they have desires for bad, that's bad Malachim. But it doesn't really mean that there are these entities called Malachim that actually, your mitzvahs are your Malachim, you know, good things that represent you or that stand in your stead. The Ramban says that's totally wrong. Ramban completely rejects that. Many rayas, obviously. You go through all the cases. The three malachim that came to visit Avram Avinu, those were three good feelings that he had. A dream? What is that? Yaakov's fight with the malach. Rambam says, yeah, it was a dream. It's not really a fight with a malach. It's some sort of inner struggle that's represented. The Ramban says, what do you mean? How could you say that? You know, take stories of Chumash, turn them into dreams. But anyway, be that as it may, on Friday night it seems that there's that when it comes to Shalom Aleichem, for those who follow the Rambam Shita, the purpose of Shalom Aleichem is to recognize the two forces within yourself, to recognize one's own good feelings and bad feelings as it comes to Shabbos, but that's not really welcoming angels. If you say like the Ramban, so maybe it's more actually welcoming actual angels. But what about the actual saying of Shalom Aleichem? Are there any reasons not to say Shalom Aleichem or to skip certain parts? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur had some very strong words about Shalom Aleichem. He was not a big fan of the Shalom Aleichem as it's constituted. In the Siddur Beis Yaakov, in the Hanhagas Lel Shabbos, he has the following several tainas. He says, first of all, we don't pray to angels. So to tell angels, Baruchuni l'shalom, I want you to bless me, angels aren't decision makers. They don't get to decide whether to bless you or not. They do a shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't ask an angel to bless you. Meaning, worse to ask an angel to bless you than to ask a person to bless you. You go to a chacham and ask for a bracha. Birchas hediot al te kalabeinecha. A bracha of a hediot might mean something. A bracha of an angel means nothing, though, because an angel can't give a bracha unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him to do it. He doesn't have any bechiru chavshis. So he says to ask the angel to do something is totally ridiculous. Also, if you're talking to the angels, to tell them, Tzeischan l'shalom, get out of here, that seems a little bit chutzpahdik. You know, to talk to an angel and tell him to go on his merry way. And besides, he has problems with the text. Mi melech malchei amlachim. Why mi melech? Shouldn't it be melech malchei amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's mi melech malchei amlachim? Why the extra men? So based on that, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says he didn't want to totally do away with the minhag. Apparently it's a minhag that's been going on for centuries already. So he didn't want to totally do away with the minhag. So he said he wrote a very shortened version, a very abridged version of Shalom Aleichem. So his version left out the mem of Mimelech, and it was only the first stanza. All he said was the Shalom Aleichem. He didn't say, and once I assume, I don't think he said it three times. He doesn't say anywhere about saying it three times. The Chasam Sofer, they say, didn't say Shalom Aleichem because there's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Samach where the Gemara says that when a person enters the Beis HaKisei, he should start speaking to the Malachim and telling them, just hang out here for me, wait here for me for a minute, I'll be right back. He should say to the Malachim. And the Chasam Sofer says, we don't do that anymore. We don't talk to Malachim before we go to the bathroom. So the Chasam Sofer says, it must be that all the Minhagim that are based on Malachim accompanying you, we don't do anymore. Because otherwise, we should either do all of them or do none of them. Meaning, if you're gonna say Shalom Aleichem and talk to the Malachim that accompany you home from shul, then you should talk to the Malachim that accompany you whenever you're walking around with the tefillin or whatever. Whenever you're walking around, and address the Malachim before you go into the bathroom. Rav Kook suggested no. The reason we don't address those Malachim before we go to the bathroom is because we don't wear tefillin all day anymore. Rav Kook Taka did wear tefillin all day, but he says because I wonder if he. But he said because we don't wear tefillin all day anymore. Those are the Malachim that accompany us because of the tefillin. Right, that's what Rav Shapta said, that Rav Kook was the only one that they allowed in the Lashon Yeshiva, that the Nesiv was willing to allow to wear tefillin all day. Everyone else, he didn't give any rishus to take on such a midas chasidus to wear tefillin all day. But when it comes to the malachim that greet us on Shabbos, where Shabbos takes the place of tefillin, so then it's ki'ilu we're wearing tefillin when we're coming home on Friday night, so then he thought that it's okay to talk to such malachim. There is discussion what mi melech is. To answer Rabbi Yaakov Emden's taina, why does it say mi melech? So the Iyun Tefillah says that mi melech is just telling us that the angels are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were sent by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the mi melech means. But the Shaul V'Nishal says, no, mi melech actually refers back to Shalom Aleichem. That meaning you should be granted peace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi melech, from the peace should come, the shalom that should be on you should come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it makes sense to say mi melech in the first stanza, but not in the rest, because only in the first stanza do we say shalom aleichem, that peace should be on you. In the other stanzas, we shouldn't say mi melech, just melech, according to the Shaul V'Nishal. It's interesting, he quotes over here from Rav Zeligman Ber, 19th century, I don't know who it is, that Rav Yaakov Emden's change to melech from mi melech was in order to connect the word melech to elyon. Shalom melech melech shares melechei elyon melech melechei amlachim. The elyon refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which would mean you'd have to drastically change the tune, because if you want to attach elyon to the melech melechei amlachim, so you have to. We always have the pause after it's melechei elyon. Right? So if you would accept that, that would be very difficult in terms of working out the tune. Obviously, it's an old discussion, whether you're allowed to pray to angels or not. This is something that we discussed when it came to Slichos time. Go back to that year, you can check that out. But typically, I know my Rebbeim felt very, very strongly not to daven to angels, not to daven to malachim, and therefore many of the minhag to skip Barchuni, because Barchuni sounds like you're asking the angels for a little more than the angels are really able to give you. Seischem l'shalom is also an issue. Seischem l'shalom, like we pointed out, Rabbi Yaakov Emden thought it's strange to say goodbye and inappropriate to say goodbye to the malachim. Chasam Sofer says the same thing. Maral says, we're not asking, Marshal rather says, we're not asking that the angels leave, we're just saying the angels are going to stay with us the whole Shabbos. We're just telling them, when you do leave, whenever that is, whenever you feel like it, you should go to Shalom. A little bit difficult though, a little bit shver. Sfasemis writes that there are two sets of malachim. There are angels that accompany us through the week and angels that accompany us on Shabbos. We're saying Tzeis L'Shalom to the Vachadik, to the weekday angels, and we're greeting the Shalom Aleichem is to the new angels. That's what the Shem Yishmuel has a similar idea. Other issues that relate to Shalom Aleichem is some of the minhag are repeated three times. Rav Yisrael Chaim Friedman, the Sefer Likutei Mahariach, Chelek Beis, suggests we do that just for emphasis, not for anything else. There's also a discussion why it is that we only say Malachi Asharis in the first paragraph and Malachi Ashalom in the rest of the paragraphs. Right? Why would we not keep it consistent? So the Heichal HaBracha in Bereishis Tezayin suggests that Malachi Asharis refers to the entire group of angels, Malachi HaShalom refers to the angels that accompany a person over the course of Shabbos. So that's the idea based on what we said before about the angels that are always there versus the angels that are just coming for you on Shabbos. The Shalom Aleichem is for the angels that are with you that have just joined you on Shabbos. The other paragraphs are for all the other malachim, including the Seiskel Shalom, are for all the other malachim. So maybe that's the idea of why we do it in that way. Okay, these are some of the ideas. Rabbi Fluke has many, many more marmakamos. If anyone's interested, I'll leave them for you to look at if you're interested. But that is the idea of Shalom Aleichem.